Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls West. Episode 38. I am one of your hosts, Nat, and with me, as always, is...
Pat!
And Cat in Hat. Sorry, trying not to sneeze.
Oh, yeah. Don't sneeze all over the mic, Cat.
Yay!
Yay, hey, germs.
Yay, germs. Yay, sanitary.
Speaking of germs, there's no segue to go into what I'm talking about.
Hooray,
alright. We are going to leave with the top of the stack today and start talking about what comic book was what we read first or what we gravitated towards first. And for me, that was X-Force number one. This is written by somebody, but my brain is fried this morning, so I'll figure that out. Dylan Burnett did the artwork.
Ed Brisson.
There we go. Written by Ed Brisson and art by Dylan Burnett, who was one of my favorite artists of 2018. I loved this. I'm really enjoying Marvel leaning into the parental advisory rating for a few of their books, not having to do anything special with it, just saying, you know what? This is going to be some violent stuff, and we're gonna make jokes about the violence within the story.
What, superheroes being violent?
I know, it's almost like Netflix, all those shows got canceled.
Being violent, what?
Yeah, exactly. The X-Force being violent.
Yeah.
Who is on this current lineup of X-Force, by the way? Like, all right.
The one who's in the issue, you've got, like, what, Shatterstar, Domino?
Shatterstar, Domino, Cannonball, Warpath. And Boom Boom, but Boom Boom is missing the entire issue because he literally slept in.
Pretty great.
Yeah, there's a little like backup story of what was Boom Boom up to, and then they're actually on the hunt for Kid Cable is what the nickname is, and Kid Cable is actually searching for Deathlok. So that's a there's a lot going on here. There's a lot of fun. Dylan Burnett's frenetic action really lends itself well to this sort of like spastic shootout form of storytelling. Mm. So yeah, I absolutely loved this issue. There's some pretty extreme stuff in here, and I
mean
dig it.
Honestly, like there's at one point like because Shatterstar has those weird little three spikes on his sword, and he punches someone with the spikes, and I'm just like, oh
yeah, it's rough.
I can only think of Shatterstar from Deadpool 2 now.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're just, like, better than regular humans, so... I'm just better than regular people, so.
I kind of want to read a quick quote out of this, because they're talking about the violence and how, like, not killing people.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, we're not Cannonball. Warpath, did you kill him? No, you said no killing unless necessary. I just heard him.
Well, no, so, I just heard him. Like, the panel is bad.
Yeah.
That's the first time I'm hearing about this. Yeah. That's funny. That's actually pretty funny.
So, Patrick, what do you got for
cool.
top of the stack?
My top of the stack is going to be a little bit boring, especially if you listen to our Year in Reviews episode, because mine was Hex Wives number 3.
Is it 4 or is it 3?
Number 3.
All right, I just don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
No, that's all right. It feels like 4. There's just like so much happening in each issue that
I will say I'm very upset at that issue for the last page.
Did you? So you actually read this one too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
I was pissed. I was like, "That's bullshit."
You can't end it there. I need more.
It's not even that. It's what happened.
With the cat.
Yeah, with the cat.
She accidentally kills a cat.
Oh
yeah.
No!
I know.
Yeah, you don't kill animals.
It was an accident.
You can
she
kill
like,
people.
She
you
like
can't kill
slipped
animals.
Backwards. Come on, you gotta. Oh, whatever. She didn't.
I have
mean,
4 cats. What
she,
do you want?
She didn't mean to. Okay. But yeah, this is just wow. Continuing a super strong run, Ben Blacker, Mir Gandolfo. Please keep doing this, and I will continue to be very, very happy every week. Or every month, excuse me. So, what do you have for us, Kat?
I thought it was really exciting. I finally, for like the first time ever, just picked up a Rick and Morty comic. And it was the number 45. I will straight up say, if you are looking for the TV show in a comic, you will be thoroughly disappointed.
Aw, I love the TV show.
It wasn't awful. It wasn't great, but it wasn't awful.
Yeah.
It's like sitting in that subpar spec where like, I chuckled a couple times, but there's been like comics that weren't comedy that I've laughed at much harder. And I think even some of them I read this week. There's 2 stories in here.
Okay. It looks like it's like a Christmas special or something
it's
like
not,
that.
It's like a burger joint that apparently serves Morty.
Oh, okay. I just saw red and white.
Yeah, that's
so.
Kind of a...
It kind of looks like Christmas lighty.
Yeah.
It does. That's kind of what Andy said, too, because you actually go back to the Cronenberg verse.
I love that. A bunch of Cronenbergs.
But yeah, you have the Cronenberg run was Kyle Starks, and then it was illustrated by Mark Ellerby for that one. And then the other one is Rick and Morty versus their public domain selves.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's actually so pretty good.
Pretty sure it's Tiny Howard and then Jarrett Williams. But yeah, the public domain one was pretty... It was interesting. Do you have one Morty come out that says, "Aw, heck, Rink!" I like the cartoony stuff.
Did you say Jarrett Williams did the art on that?
Pretty sure that's who it was.
He has an amazing comic book called Super Pro KO, which is like a farce of professional wrestling, and it's amazing.
But, yeah, if you're expecting the... like Rick and Morty TV show in here, you'll look somewhere else. But
well, it at least conceptually sounds like they're on the right path with just how ridiculous the storylines are.
It's really hard to match it. I mean,
yeah, no, that's true. Well,
either way,
oh cool.
Well, okay, you have Nega Rick. You have the most evil Ricks.
At least you didn't
politician with a Morty cat.
That's awesome.
At least you didn't hate it, so.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
The Morty cat, that's pretty funny. That's really disturbing, too. Seeing a human face instead of a cat face on a cat body.
That's weird.
That's just really, yeah, I know, right?
That's
just
super
the fact
weird.
That there's no snout is, yeah, like, the most off-putting thing, probably.
I don't even know where to go from that. Like, that's weird. Once again, like, the transitions are not with me today. All right. Well,
the
we'll
transitions
move.
Are not strong with this one.
Yeah, right. So, getting to the news. Not a whole lot of news. More, like, commenting on stuff that's just sort of happened. Daniel Ballard from Las Vegas had over $100,000 worth of comics stolen. Kat, you have some more information about this, right?
I mean, it was pretty sad. He was quoted saying, "I cried, and you can still hear me. I cried for like 2 or 3 hours." Two men broke into his storage unit and took over 3,000 comics from him. Which I'm not. I think it sounded decently secured, considering that they have videotape of the guys who took it.
Right.
Because they can see that they have some sort of saw thing that opened up to use to open up his storage unit.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, like, if they're sawing locks off of doors,
yeah,
that's sucks. Just. Yeah,
yeah,
it was very determined.
It was Amazing Spider-Man run 1 through 170, and then he had the first appearance of Venom in some of them. And
wow.
Oh, man, that must be heartbreaking.
Like, he was storing some comics, too, that were for a charity auction.
Oh, no! See, and that's the real killer on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's so sad.
Right? All right.
I'm kind of curious about this, because, like, it sounds like they knew that all of these were in here.
That was
so,
that's true.
Target this one storage locker and
that's
then, like,
the other
take
portion
out,
of it,
like,
too, is, like, they knew what was in there. So,
I'm
curious to see if we'll find out anything.
They either
else.
Knew what was in there or had a strong inkling that there was something valuable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that, but...
Because 100, I mean, that's a lot of comics, and so they had to be prepared. How many physical issues?
We said about 3,000 comics from him.
God, you have to be prepared for that. Like,
well,
that's
and
a lot
apparently
to took,
care
yeah,
of.
You
like,
can't just throw that in a sack and run
out.
They apparently took collectibles from him, too. So, like,
really?
It sounds like they were prepared for whatever it was.
Needs, like,
so.
A getaway van for that
right.
stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
And, I mean, this is not for nothing. A full box of comics is not a light object.
Running
across something with
the
long box is not easy.
Yeah, if he has the long
easy.
Boxes, it's like...
yeah, and if he has
I hated carrying
sort of...
my short boxes upstairs.
Right. Seriously.
And it was 5 stairs.
Not to make light of that situation,
it's something that definitely sounds a lot like they knew what they were getting into.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yuck.
That's really unfortunate. Okay. I guess that's becoming a popular thing. It was a couple months ago or like 6 months ago or something when that Marvel memorabilia.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they stole I think that one was like over $1 million or something. Something like that.
Yeah.
Pop culture, man. Like, it's the thing.
Yeah. So. No, for sure.
Speaking of that, Aquaman crossed $800 million worldwide.
Ooh, that's
so
pretty big.
It's in the range of Wonder Woman already, like, beating her overall.
Well, it really sucks because, like, they did their... I loved Wonder Woman, but the third portion of Wonder Woman was, like,
The third act.
Yeah, the third act of Wonder Woman was...
The story-wise, the third act's, like, it's great. It's just, it becomes the CG fest, you know,
wrap up
the movie. I think Aquaman's advantage was the fact the whole movie was a CG fest,
totally.
There was no, like...
Yeah, you can't really go back to a CG fest if you're
already
in a CG fest.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. But and I might have seen this, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Aquaman do better than Wonder Woman, like, opening weekend?
It did not. No. Wonder Woman had a $108 million domestic opening.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I
I
will say, though, for Wonder Woman, she's been, and I don't know how well this works, but she's not... There are certain countries that will not let that movie be shown. Same with Justice League.
It's just Israel, right? Or
No. She's from Israel.
Okay, then so she's Palestine that won't show
them, and then somebody else. There's a couple other countries, because I remember them talking about Justice League, because she's in so much of the movie.
Yeah, that's right, too. I remember they were going to have to, like, cut around, like, edit her out, but then, you know, you just don't have a movie.
Yeah, that's without you really do not have a movie. Yeah.
So that's the other portion of it, too, is I think Aquaman can be everywhere.
It won't matter at all. Those markets mean very little to the box office total. It's the Chinese market is number two behind the United States.
Yeah, the Palestinian box office isn't really what Marvel is, or what DC is going for.
Well, and I mean, honestly, anyone. No offense to that, the nation or that market of filmmaking, but your big money makers are China and the United States. And
yeah.
That's where you really want to get. And it broke Chinese records the week before its American release, so it was,
Yeah.
That's mean.
I'd imagine Aquaman would do better there, too, actually, than Wonder Woman, just because the more, like, CG and action-y kind of stuff, the less you have to translate. And
it actually correlates more with, like, Chinese cinema in terms of, like, the fantasy aspect of it and being, like, very, very myth-based, you know, and over the top. So, but it's great. It means we'll actually, there's hope for the DC universe, or worlds of DC, whatever they're calling it now, to continue a positive trend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have Ruby Rose's Batwoman gets a pilot order. I don't think this was ever really in question, but it's nice to hear the official statement about that.
I was actually really surprised when I saw this news, because I already thought the pilot was in development.
Yeah, I thought
I thought that was the only reason that they introduced her in Elseworlds like that was to, you know, shoe her.
I thought that's what it was. The story was, anyways, but I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah. That's why
I assumed that the pilot was episode 2 of Elseworlds, and then they're basically just gonna start our show after that.
Yeah, that's it seemed like a backdoor pilot as opposed to
We can't really, because there's too many questions left open from Elseworlds about what they're doing with it, so.
I wonder, specifically for Elseworlds, but just for her as a character.
Yeah, do you do, like, now that we've seen her established, do we tell the story of her origin? Like, is that the pilot, you know? Do they actually do that, or we just jump into the story?
I guess
it depends. Do we just do the CW formula and do a bunch of fucking flashbacks? I'm sorry. I got really tired, like, of watching, I think it was, like, Arrow Season 4, where I was just like, how many more flashbacks do we need to have?
That's literally half of that show, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, cut out half that half, and then cut the episodes in half, and then I'll be fine. Shorter season.
I liked what they... I totally agree. I really liked what they were trying to do with it, but they were not as successful as they thought they were.
Seasons 1, 2, and 3, it made sense, but how many years on this island do we have to keep going back to and having... Never mind. Anyway, we're completely getting off. Ruby Rose gets a Batman Woman pilot order. Woo! Exciting.
Batwoman.
Sorry, I stumbled.
I like that now.
Batman Woman.
Yeah, we'll finally get, like, a trans Batman, Bat person.
I actually...
no, I don't know. That's probably really bad.
I'm not sure how that would work.
Yeah.
it's a bat that can't decide what, like, it's a gender neutral bat instead of actually a person.
It's like
a man bat. But it's just like a giant bat. That, yeah.
And it was
know where we're going. I'm sorry, listeners.
It was bitten by a radioactive seahorse, so it can switch its genders at will if it wants.
That's amazing.
I think that worked.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Punisher Season 2 gets an official release date of January 18th. I have not watched this trailer yet, but I've heard it's really, really, like, intense. So
yeah, it seems like they're going to continue to go down Punisher. I don't know if they have a full trailer out yet. I just saw like a 50-second teaser.
Gotcha. Today or?
I watched it last
I'm pretty sure it came night, out like
but I also saw week. It like 2 days before that, I want to say.
Okay.
It's pretty recent. I can't remember the exact date.
I didn't even hear about this news till this morning, so I don't know when the date broke, but.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what date the date came on.
It's like trailers for trailers.
Oh my god. Oh wow. I just got really existentially nihilistic there.
Words, listeners. He got words just now.
Yeah, so January 18th. I'm pretty excited for it. I was not expecting season one to be anything close to what it was. I went into episode one of The Punisher just like, this is just Daredevil garbage they're trying to make more money off of, and then a foot and mouth instantly.
I don't know how you honestly could have thought that with his performance in Daredevil.
I thought that's what was going to happen, was since he was such a phenomenal character and such a phenomenal,
right.
Like, he did such a good job, and they're just going to lazily throw up a show around him.
Okay, that makes
you
sense.
You know, I knew that he would do a good job in it. I just didn't know that the show itself would do a good job around him.
I haven't actually finished watching The Punisher season one, only because it's a tough show. Like, it's not simple in its storytelling, and it's like, thematically, it's dealing with difficult situations. It's not an easy. Not an easy binge watch. Let's watch 13 episodes and cry.
I mean, just episode one, right off the bat, when he's working on the construction site, you're just like, "What is going on here?" Like, jeez.
I've watched like a few episodes, and it's just, it's one of those things where it like hits a point where I'm like, this is a lot of blood. I'm good.
You don't want to continue to watch that one guy like sleep in the ditch that he dug himself in his backyard.
Yeah, that's where I got you.
I was thinking when he threw people.
I know, right?
When he threw people in concrete, and I was like, you know, it wasn't even people at that point. He threw bodies in concrete, and I'm like, all right, I think I'm good.
Yeah,
I have this weird perspective now. I have to start watching that series, thinking that one day this version of Punisher will become the Cosmic Ghost Rider, and try to reconcile that. Actually, there was a few points where I read that book with Barenthal's voice in my head.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, this really works. Like, there's this weird, like, grizzled comedy in this. It's like, hmm.
Yeah.
Strange thought. I'm all over the place today. This is...
That's all right. It's a new year. You still haven't wrapped your mind around.
Point A is not to point B right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's like point A is going to point F.
I still haven't figured what kind of person I want to be. There's too many resolutions going on that, you know, I'm trying to like reconcile in my head that don't necessarily combine.
Yeah, I'm not a resolutions guy.
Yeah.
I'm not either, but this year it's kind of one of those things of, hey, you should probably be more adult now. You should probably get your shit together.
I'll be 35 this year. You don't need to be more adult now. You're fine.
Yeah, I try to make a general resolution every year to just be like a better human being. So, you know, but I feel like we just kind of try to work towards that in general. And if you're not, then I'm really sorry for you. I don't know.
Yeah, I think for me the resolution is just to stay positive and to be a positive person, which will lead us into like the next discussion we'll be having. And actually, we're going to talk about another release date announced was Stranger Things 3, or Season 3 if you want to be less cool about it, will be July 4th, 2019.
July 4th, nice.
Yeah.
Are they going to do another holiday?
Well, this is summer vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, and then the poster's very much like fireworks and everybody hanging out outside. So.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Be another scene in the pool, maybe.
Oh, ooh. Gateways to other realms inside of swimming pools.
With Barb is dead.
That makes swimming a lot more horrifying. Yeah.
No, nothing makes swimming horrifying for me.
Where Barb is dead.
And then I'm standing over here, I'm like, I get ear infections if water just like touches my ear.
I'm an island child, man. Like, yeah, no. Give me in the water. Put me in the water. Ooh, we'll get cut off for that song. So that's a perfect sort of segue into, what are we excited about in 2019? Like, what is there coming down the pike for movies, for TV, for comic books that we
Well, I know you got a bunch of...
I have, way too many.
Excitement stuff, so why don't you start us off so you can start checking stuff off your list.
Detective Comics 1000.
So yeah, that's going to be this year.
That's this year, so it's the big anniversary of Batman. Kat got her Superman anniversary last year, so I get my
I'm still a little salty because I was talking with my girlfriend about it, and... Yeah, he gets, 10 covers. I only got 8. It's kind of bullshit, but it's fine. And she's like, is it, though? No, it's not.
Superman got 10 covers, and Batman's only getting 8?
I'm pretty sure.
No, the other way around. That there was... We'll have to look at that, because that's really... Oh. I thought there was one for each decade.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, that would make 8. Oh, plus the normal cover, which is 9. Why is there 10 for Batman, then?
I thought you said there was at least 10.
I'll have to look at the previews again. That's right. But I'm excited for this more because some creators that I really love are coming back for this specific issue. Dustin Nguyen is coming back to do a Batman story with Paul Dini, and I love that creative team. And yeah, that's just really cool for me.
I need
big
more reasons
Batman
to
fan.
Cry on my couch.
Right?
I mean, yeah, if it's anything like Superman 1000, I'm definitely going to buy it because I'm still not really too jazzed on Superman in general, mm-hmm. and that issue in and of itself was one of the best reads.
Yeah, that was one of the best of the year.
Of 2018, I would say.
Yeah, hopefully they can do that where it feels like a love letter to Batman, the same way that Action Comics 1000 felt like a love letter to Superman.
I hope so. I mean, I'm pretty sure they would. If they pulled it off with Action Comics, so mm-hmm. there's no reason that they wouldn't pull it off with Detective Comics there. You know, the house that Batman built.
Right, exactly. DC.
DC.
It'll be interesting to see if this leads to an announcement of a creative team change on one of the major books. Because this,
It's
action,
April, right?
Yes. It's either April or March, actually. It might be the last week of March that this releases.
Either way, I just need just an annihilation. It'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. 10 covers is a lot for me to be buying, but I'm getting them all. Because that's who I am.
I've already done it once. I'm doing it again.
Right. Kat, what do you have for us then?
So because I have to stamp on the Batman parade a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Not really, but it's more of the Reign of Superman. The Reign of the Superman comes out.
Yeah.
The anime
comes
out soon. I don't know when it is. I can't remember the exact date.
Is it this month?
It should be. I think it's a couple weeks from... It's a few weeks. It's either at the end of the month or, the third week of the month.
So, I keep hearing that this might actually day in release on the DC Universe streaming as well.
I'll still buy it, but I'll watch it. I'll buy
it.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
And I've been pushing for this. I've been pushing for that idea that there's more content on the DC Universe streaming. That, not more content. More incentive. And to be able to get a Blu-ray release day in... I don't put any of the special features or any things like the bells and whistles, but having the movie itself the same day, if you're already a subscriber.
I would still buy it.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the thing. You're going to get the collectors, you're going to get the Blu-ray market, and the people who don't have the service.
Well, that's actually a good transition for me.
I always forget the chick who played Claire in all of the Marvel stuff is also Wonder Woman in those.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. It's Rosario Dawson.
Mm-hmm. January 29th, 2019.
Oh, wow.
Because they're doing the Fathom Events thing that I can't go to because the world hates me, but it's fine.
Yeah, I'm excited for this, too. Because I always forget how good Death of Superman was, and...
I was, sitting in my room, in the living room, and I'm like, you're fine, it's okay, he comes back, it's okay, trying to, pat myself on the shoulder.
Right.
Where's my cat?
All right, Pat, well, you were saying that this has a direct tie to what you're excited about?
Yeah, well, speaking of the DC universe, I actually realized just this week how excited I was for all of the original content that is going to be coming out on it. I went in, once again, this is something I went into, very, not knowing what to expect, not having any expectations for it. And I saw a solicit in one of the comics this week for all the original content that's going to be coming out this year. And all of it was so cool. Doom Patrol, Swamp Thing, Stargirl, and then Harley Quinn.
Every time we talk about the DC Universe streaming, I forget that the Harley Quinn animated series is going to be on this.
Dude, I'm so excited for that.
Me too.
And then that was only... I think they said Harley Quinn was in October, so then we might still get another, new show, at the end of the year.
I would not be surprised if we get Titans Season 2 before the end of the year.
Yes, that would be so awesome. Just, yeah, like in December or something right. like that. Yeah, I would not be surprised, but that would be awesome.
DC Universe is on a different paradigm from a lot of the streaming services in the fact that they do not an episode dump. They do yeah. either individual or what they're doing with Young Justice, which we can watch today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're doing three episodes at a time. So if mm-hmm. you, if Titan season two isn't in, we know that the season two was ordered already. And if it's not in active production right now, they can still drop episode one before the end of 2019.
Yeah. Three episodes. It's probably because Young Justice season three is longer.
And yeah.
Well, it's animated. It's 30-minute episodes. Yeah. So you get something more akin to that 1 hour.
It's basically episode. The same amount of content right. that they were dropping, but, you know, yeah, it's three episodes, which is such a cool idea. I yeah. thought when I saw it, I'm so excited to go home right after this and throw that on.
I am forbid from watching this series until my wife is around.
Oh, no.
I am not allowed to watch any of the episodes until she can watch them with me. So.
Woo, single life, baby. Yeah. the life of a bachelor.
In the back of my mind, I'm like, I can do whatever I want. She don't care.
Or not being married to an, or like your partner isn't a huge Jesus. Nerd like you.
Andy totally is. I just shouldn't. It's like under her radar, so I can
just
like
for different things.
Yep.
You know that was binge watching the first two seasons, and then my wife realizing that there was not a season three was an interesting experience. She's like, what do you mean they're not coming back? I'm like, yeah, there's nothing. This is it.
That's
this
the
is
only
the end.
Content. She's like, well, can we start it again?
Exactly.
Is it like a disappointed child moment?
Yeah. Because I think at that time that we watched it, yeah, there was no DC Universe announcement, yeah. let alone that there was going to be a new season on this service.
I mean, it was years and years and years. There was so many different people talking about picking it up before DC, because I know Netflix was trying to vie for a
minute. Yeah, there was a question of that. I mean, it's been 6 years, I guess, since the last season.
Yeah.
I follow Phil Barassa, one of the character designers on Instagram, and people are so excited for this right now that Young Justice might be Titans was great, don't get me wrong, I was really happy with season one, but Young Justice is a huge boon for this service because so many people, the fervor around seeing where this goes,
yeah.
and I think we're basically a one-to-one time jump, so like 5 years or 5 or 6 years have passed in the story, and we literally have 6 years since the last season.
Oh,
so
yeah.
it's like
that's interesting.
Well, that's kind of a weird paradigm.
Don't they do that for season two? Right?
They do. They did a 5-year time
beginning.
Jump.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's a 5 years. So that would be a nice nod if they did yeah. that again too. Well, I'm gonna see here in a couple hours. So
I know. I'm like, this is definitely a stay up late kind of thing. So when my wife gets home from work, it's like.
Yeah,
have the
exactly.
popcorn ready, have the table yeah. set. Let's like, it's time
yeah,
to watch.
Yeah, it's already up, and you just like, you're
right,
you
just hit play.
You know, on the,
yeah,
it's
like, when I get to go home and see if I have jury duty, so, you know, yay!
I do have jury duty this month, too, which is something I'm not excited for in 2019.
Dude, I feel like everybody has jury duty right now. I'm like,
yeah,
what is happening?
I'm gonna, let's move past that, because that's like not
yes.
okay.
Yes, take us away now,
yeah,
please.
I'm gonna go into. Star Wars Episode 9, the end of the Skywalker saga, is supposed to happen in the end of 2019. And as a lifelong Star Wars fan, I can say that truly. This is like, it's scary, it's exciting. How are they going to do Leia's scenes? How are they going to wrap up 9 films? And what does this mean for the future of the franchise?
They're still going to make Star Wars movies, though, right? Or is this.
Yes, but they're.
Extensively. Are they going to just move into, like, one-offs like they've been
well,
doing?
Well, theoretically, this is the end of the saga films for now.
Okay.
Now, once again, we had two ends of the saga films for now already in the history. You know, Return of the Jedi was the end of the saga films. The Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, was the end of the saga films. So now we're at the end of another trilogy, which is the... supposed to be the tie-in for all 9. We know that Rian Johnson is still in active development, or at least we think that he's still in active development on his trilogy of films in the Star Wars universe that are supposed to take place in a different corner of the galaxy. And then we have Benioff and Weiss, who are still involved with a series of films that no specific number as to what that means that they are in development for in Star Wars, but those are not supposed to be saga films. So there's movies that are in different realms of the Star Wars universe, which is good for the franchise. We need to see things that aren't the set into the Skywalkers and the Solo and Leia. You know, we need different characters, different parts of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to explore. It's a giant galaxy, right?
Yeah, it's literally a whole galaxy. Yeah. So,
plus, we're only exploring a time frame of, what, 70 years within the 9 movies? Something like that?
I have no idea.
So if you think about...
Star Wars lore isn't that great.
Yeah, the minute you say Star Wars, I'm just like... I just hear white noise in my ears and, like, watch your mouth move. Like, oh, Star Wars.
Like, every time you guys talk about Star Trek, that's exactly what happens to me.
This is to quote Star Wars, and that is why you fail. Yeah.
That was mean.
biting nerd quips, using nerd quotes.
All right, but yeah, I'm super excited for that. So I guess I'm standing alone on that one. But
cool. You have the right to be excited about whatever you want to be excited
I
for.
Haven't seen what they're attempting to do. And I honestly haven't bought the 7th or 8th one. I've kind of... I have this weird quality about me when everybody's like, oh my god, Star Wars, oh my god, Star Wars. I'm like, okay, I remember when I was 12 and you bullied me over that.
So. I'm going to say an unpopular opinion right now. I'm going to say this. My favorite Star Wars film is The Force Awakens. But we'll move on.
Interesting.
I mean, my opinion is probably 18 times more unpopular, so...
If you say The Phantom Menace.
I'm not that dumb. Like, even 10-year-old me knows better than that.
Although I love Qui-Gon.
Well, yeah, duh. Yeah. It's the only saving grace of that entire movie.
You know, right. I have a very controversial opinion here, is that I actually really like Jar Jar Binks as a character. Not because he's good, not because it's anything good, but it's like watching a train wreck. Of character writing.
I'm like, I feel like if anybody heard that within these, like, 4 walls, we might have been killed.
Right? Like, yeah. Cats actually.
Thankfully, it's early here at Griffin Games and Comics, so there's no one really here.
It's funny, I didn't even realize that, but you can't see it at home, but I said that a cat actually looked around. Like, worried, like,
just in case. All right, we should move on fast. Yes. Cat, what are you excited for?
Well, in the next couple of weeks, since I'm kind of sticking within the realm of things that I know is coming, I get my Dragon Ball Super Broly movie.
Yes!
Why is there, like, there's a list of things that I forgot, apparently, that needs to be a separate
Well,
Broly's
my favorite, like, not canon supervillain, like, Broly the legendary Super Saiyan.
I thought you were going to say your favorite Saiyan, and I was about to leave the room. I was like...
I don't even actually know who my favorite Saiyan is. I'd have to, like... Honestly, it's probably be Vegeta, because he's...
Gohan for life! Sorry.
Yeah, he's been made useless in his Super.
Vegeta definitely
for
me, too.
Right.
He's the most tragic of them all.
Vegeta.
But, okay.
Yeah, Vegeta.
Okay. Like, wait, that's getting way off.
You know what's awesome right here? This is a real reaction. Is I didn't know that the three of us had this level of opinion on the Dragon Ball characters that we're like, we got into a tragic story discussion.
Because Broly's my favorite villain, so having him become canon is going to be super dang cool. I'm super stoked.
Please don't go see this without me. Like, remind me when it's coming so I can actually go.
I'm pretty sure it comes out on the 16th, and it's going to be playing at the AMC over there, so if you want to go...
I definitely want
to
go see it.
Good, because I have no one to go with.
Okay.
I got a super sweet shirt. I got a Broly shirt for my movie.
Yay, it's a date. It's a date.
I have a white Dragon Ball Goku on the Nimbus hoodie.
Both of you are already preparing your outfit.
This is an important day for me right now.
Apparently it is.
Let's start 2019 with a good...
On
a good foot.
Excitement right off the bat.
And we had another Dragon Ball Z movie later this year in Captain Marvel. Well, I guess we can talk about that then. Yeah, I'm excited for Captain Marvel.
I am also excited about Captain Marvel.
So excited.
She had her mohawk, and I was like, you won me. Yeah.
I just really want to see somebody who has, like, actual, like, energy-based superpowers on screen.
Yeah, and I want to see what they're doing with all the, like, it seems like they have, like, a really interesting, like, direction they're going with it. Not just, like plot-wise, but character-wise, too. So I really want to see how, like, all that really technical, stupid stuff that I love turns out.
we're in kind of an interesting point in superhero storytelling, because we had Aquaman being very much a high fantasy film. that there's, like, the genre change. Like, each of the films has, like, its own genre of storytelling. Mm. What is this going to be? Is it going to be a 90s action movie, like, set in the
90s? God, that would be like, awesome.
That would be so cool.
I'm okay to pay money for that.
If at one point someone tells someone else to put the bunny back in the box, I'll just, like, stand up in my chair and, like, scream.
Like Matt or Patrick Clapton.
Right, exactly. That's another thing I'm excited about this movie is, like, what genre is it going to be? It, you know, like,
and
weird?
And how much I'll cry at Stanley's cameo.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll age him down. Like, if it happens in the 90s and they do, like, digital age reduction
What
for
if
it?
They CG his mustache off?
I was just thinking, like, having the darker,
okay with
the darker almost sunglass glasses and then the brown hair.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That would, like, oh, man. I wonder if they have old footage they could use of him, like, I'm excited for the cameo.
That would be hilarious.
I hope the cameo is in, like, that portion of the film, because I feel we'll probably get some sort of time jump in the story or like a post credit scene. So
yeah, I think I have a feeling it's going to end very similar to Ant-Man and the Wasp, where right. It's just kind of like it leaves you hanging, but definitely like still building
yeah,
up
right.
to
yeah,
Endgame.
Because I feel like we need to get her side of the pager.
Yeah.
So, like, what does she see when Nick Fury does that? So.
Yeah. That's true. That would be an excellent end tag. Is her just like sitting in her space
Once
station
I saw
or something?
The beeper, I was
right.
like,
yeah,
that's. So. I lived that era.
people
had pagers.
I have a pager at work. They handed
me. Oh, snap.
And I was like, I don't know how this works.
Yep, I still remember that. I mean, she crashes into a Blockbuster in the first scene of the first trailer. So it's like, yep, I hope she didn't crush all my copies of Scooby-Doo in there. So, yeah, that's actually because that's something I'm excited for in 2019, not just Captain Marvel. But also Avengers Endgame, and I can't even decide if I'm as excited for both of those movies or simply what is going to come after those movies, because especially once Endgame drops, then
yeah.
I feel like they'll release a bunch of stuff that's under wraps for stage
right.
4, because we know pretty much nothing about it at this point. And so I think they're just saving up
and
the hype for after
to.
That. And
yeah.
I know I'm going to get so hyped because I'm like 90% sure they're going to announce a Ms. Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And if
then
they do that, then I'm
going to be like, we know that they're active development of Black Panther 2.
Yep.
We're also, there's still a lot of rumors that Doctor Strange 2 has already started filming.
Okay.
That's a secret production that they're working on right now.
That would be super dope.
Especially with the quantum realm, I think is going to play a big, big
Ooh.
Part of Endgame.
Yeah.
So
More
if
likely.
That if that leaks us into different dimensions, especially now we have a success in Into the Spider-Verse, so like the idea of dimension hopping is not out of the question.
I totally forgot about this until you mentioned it right now. So fan theory time. Canonly, Thanos' Infinity Gauntlet only works in this dimension.
Really?
So, if you take him out of this dimension, then the Infinity Stones don't work, because they only work when they're in
the dimension that they're
yes,
from.
Yes, I totally forgot about that until
Yes, because how do you
now.
Unmake reality that is not your reality?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's old school canon from Fantastic Four days.
So there's now I'm going crazy Tin Hat theory. What if they can grab characters from other dimensions to take on Thanos? So like
oh.
all of the people who've been snapped out are come back, but they're from different dimensions.
Oh yeah, it's like
so they're alternate versions
like
of these characters.
The ultimate, you know,
yeah.
Black Panther, ultimate, like. Whatever.
Right.
Ultimate Spider-Man.
You bring in the X-Men by having them come from the dimension of Fox.
Oh!
So, like, you literally have, you know, a whole new
nobody,
new set of
nobody
things.
Knows what's going to end up happening,
no.
honestly.
Yeah.
And I think that's really exciting, right?
Even with the trailer, it's like, it gives you, like, nothing.
I don't think the trailer is, like, a minute and a half of misleads, too.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
like, I feel like that's the
They're
whole
like,
idea.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, see? Yeah. I know, right?
They're like, see, but nothing.
It's
right.
a feature-length trailer, but it felt just like a teaser.
Right?
You know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm definitely excited for that stuff.
We can wildly speculate. We could probably do an episode on speculation for Endgame. What about you? What else is on the list?
So I've got, we'll just do two quick little hits. I've got the Blu-ray release of Into the Spider-Verse, and then the Blu-ray release Ooh. Of Aquaman, because I need to watch those. I'll just be on my time, on my TV continuously for three months.
Jesus, Into the Spider-Verse is going to be like...
What movie you want to watch, Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, right. I'll just be like, I'm going to watch 10 minutes of Into the Spider-Verse. I'll fast forward to this scene right now.
Nah, then I'm going to go here.
Your boss is like, hey, Nat, why, you got, like, taking some vacation? Why do you have the next week off? That first day is when Spider-Verse is coming out.
Yeah, exactly.
don't.
That is not without question
one
right there.
One week later, Nat's, like, pale and, like, haggard, walking out of his house, the sun and stuff.
I feel like the announcement's gonna be made that this is gonna come out in April, and it's just gonna be like, yes. My birthday's in April, and I get a huge release, which is one of the things that's next on my list. Actually, two of the things that are on my list release in April already, so.
By as much?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
What are they? Well, you let us into that. What
well,
are they now?
We'll start, right? The one that releases on my birthday is Shazam.
Oh!
Shazam!
So,
that's DC's birthday present to you?
That's DC's birthday present to me, is Shazam, which is pretty fantastic.
That,
yeah, I totally keep forgetting about that.
Which is so funny because we're in the midst of Aquamania and Shazam.
I like that.
Yeah, Shazam's the next in the DC docket, and I am really excited for another like positive superhero movie. The candy colors we've seen in the trailer just. I'm ready. I'm ready for this. I'm ready for something that deals with magic. You know, like this should be really, really fun, and I like fun. I like going to the movies.
Yeah, that should be fun. Is The Rock going to be in it? Do we know if he's going to be in it or not?
I think we're going to get introduced to Black Adam as, like, the end tag.
I don't know
that Rock is maybe in the movie itself. If he is, boy, have they kept that under wraps. But
I'm just curious because I know he's been wanting to play Black Adam since, like, almost before, like, the DC started doing their, like...
He would be a great Black Adam because he would terrify the shit out of me.
Yeah,
he has that really smoldering intensity.
Right.
Just makes me think of him and Be Cool.
Awesome.
Anyways.
Yeah. What else is in April then?
The final season of Game of Thrones drops in April.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how much they fuck that season up too.
You know.
All right, so I'm going to sit ringside and watch this.
Patrick has a negative view of fan service, and he's like, he's the most pessimistic 20-something I've ever met.
It's that like, is saying
so,
a
so,
lot,
so,
too.
Some, you know, God, it's okay. It's okay to cater to the audience. You know, maybe if the writer of the actual novels could actually get off of his ass and finish writing the story there's something to it. Adapt, then it wouldn't be a problem for people
God.
Who are purists.
Oh, God.
Firstly, I've never read the books, so that argument is null and void.
Oh, okay.
Secondly, you're really complaining that an 80-something... How he's like 80-something, right?
I have
George
no
R. R. Martin, he is old as hell. You're really complaining that this man who created an entire world is taking his time writing his last book.
Oh, wait.
To not cater to
he's
the fans.
Not taking his time writing his last book. He's writing other things instead of writing the last book.
Yeah, that's what writers do that sometimes. I'm sorry that he hasn't catered to your fandom enough.
Well, so what was we're this is legitimately Patrick and I angry with each other at
this
point.
This is the most I'm like leaning back.
I think the criticisms for season 7 are unfounded from a lot of people. That people criticize the season for being for catering to the audience, and like why is that a bad thing?
It's not bad that it's catering to the audience. It's bad that it's losing its entire voice and tone and methodology by doing so.
I disagree. I don't think it lost its tone or methodology.
But the reason that Game of Thrones, for me at least, was so compelling, like up until that, is because you as the fan had no fucking clue what was gonna happen, who was gonna die, what character was gonna go where.
Right.
And this whole season I predicted everything that would happen, like the minute they introduce a character plot. I'm like, well, they're going to meet up, this person's going to die, that happened, and it all came true. And that was really disappointing for me.
So by breaking their paradigm of actually having a story that was easy to follow, that wasn't creative to you?
Yes!
So they broke their own rules and subverted the expectations that anything can happen in the show. It's like, whoa, well, shit, that happened exactly the way I thought it would.
They subverted my expectations of subverting my expectations.
Exactly.
I expected my expectations to be subverted, and then when they weren't subverted, I was really sad.
I think you should still be excited for the last season.
I am, and I'm totally being a hater-ass bitch here, but like...
And I'm over here like, South Park, wiener, wiener.
I also can't hear the theme song without thinking of that.
That's hilarious.
Every Game of Thrones, it just pulls me out of the world real quick.
I don't know. I think like Patrick and I might have to do a sit down to like every week and do a little review of the Game of Thrones episode.
That would be hilarious. That I'm going to have to moderate.
Right, exactly.
Because I have no dog in this fight.
That means I'm going to have to watch the episodes twice to like start taking notes on things and shit.
I'm excited for a new segment in April now.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Matt and Kat argue the merits of Game of Thrones.
Right, the end of Game of Thrones.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to totally take us into a different place.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I don't know how much more.
Whatever it is, I hate it.
Something I'm super excited for in 2019, just because Netflix has been building this up a lot, especially of this last year, is all the stand-up comedy that they're going to do. I have no idea what they're going to do stand-up comedy-wise, but this past year, for me, has just blown me away with what they've done.
It's almost too much.
It is, and they just came out with, like, Comedians of the World.
Okay.
Which is, like, they have, like, 3 or 4 comedians from, like, 20 different countries.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... And so I'm watching that right now currently, and I love stand-up comedy. I absolutely love stand-up comedy. I've loved stand-up comedy since I, like, but when you were reading comics, I was watching,
right.
like, George Carlin bits, you know?
I grew up on that stuff, too.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I grew up on that stuff, but now, like, retrospectively, I'm like, oh, yeah, I used to watch all these things with my dad.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how many Eddie Murphy, like, you know...
John Leguizamo.
Stand-up bits.
Mambo Mouth was part of my history.
So great. I'm so excited.
Picking the things where I'm like, God, you know how much TV I don't watch?
Stand-up comedy for me is one thing. I will actively watch, like, new stand-up specials before I get into, like, my nerd stuff. Like, you know, I'm, like, in the middle of binge-watching, like, Voltron, and then I'll see that, you know, Ellen DeGeneres just came out with a new stand-up special.
I've heard really good things about that. Too.
It's hilarious. It's actually really good. I was not expecting it to be as funny.
I heard
as
that
it
she gives up on like the being the audience appealing Ellen DeGeneres and just kind of like goes.
She's still like clean and like it's still family friendly, but she like actually specifically talks about how like she hates being just the nice person.
That's cool.
so total tangent.
I want to pick up off of that though, because for me something I'm excited about, and there's nothing specific, is Netflix animation.
Yeah.
Because if we had a year like we had in 2018 with Hilda and the Dragon Prince and Voltron mm-hmm. and Tales of Arcadia, like, what else is coming? Like, what else do they have? Do we have Hilda season 2?
Hopefully, and I hope we get 3 Below season 2 as well. That was something I was not expecting.
I have it
on
my queue, but I have not watched 3 Below yet.
So I'm gonna. It's total like
tangents
here. Oh, never mind.
we should let Kat talk about something she's excited
about.
Yeah,
you guys keep thinking of you're like Game of Thrones, and I'm like, I hate that show. And then yes. you're like, by the way, stand up comedy. I'm like, I never watch TV. I watch Twitch because I want background noise so I can read. Is that weird?
Not really.
All right.
I watch commentary tracks for that.
Yeah, I usually throw on something that I don't.
Cool.
Care about, but...
So what are you excited about? Sorry. Yeah.
Speaking of reading and books, Patrick, I figured something would pop up about books, but no.
What are you excited about?
I don't know what you want from me, girl.
So they're going to do... They're releasing Mirror Mirror, which is a new Twisted Tale, and it looks like this one's going to be about the Evil Queen.
Okay.
And apparently it's more of her... Snow White's parents are still somehow alive. So I'm really, it's not the same the same author is the ones that I've read, so I'm interested to see, but there was the Mulan one that they did that wasn't the same author, and it was really good, so I'm kind of curious where it goes and what they're going to do. I'm hoping maybe it'll dip into whatever country and mythology that she's in. That would be pretty great. And then somebody told me about this the other day, which was the new Master and Apprentice Star Wars.
Oh, yes!
Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi, and you get to see you get to see Obi-Wan in the student role. So, because you didn't really get much of that before that.
More Qui-Gon. All the Qui-Gon. I actually pre-ordered this, too.
I know. And then I will stick in real fast the fact that I've been waiting for, like, the majority of my life for this at this point would be Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh, fuck, yes. How did we all miss that?
Oh, my God.
I figured, because we never talk about video games really on here, but I think it needs to be said, because I'm sorry. I'm, like, 25, and it's been, like, 13 years.
All of the special drinks at Purple Cup are...
Oh, yeah. I saw...
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, nobody can not handle the fact that this game is coming out.
I saw a great meme about it, you know, like, what people think men want, and it's, like, a sexy, like,
oh, yeah,
or whatever.
That was me!
Oh, that was you, is what men actually want. Kingdom Hearts is just Kingdom Hearts.
That's just a Kingdom Hearts game.
Oh, that's amazing.
And probably one other quick hit, so too, is the White Knight sequel.
Oh, yes. Curse of the White Knight. Mm-hmm. Yeah!
Oh, wow, yeah, that was gonna be
I will
cool.
take any information about this. Like, yeah. Sean Murphy is just dropping pieces of artwork. I'm like, more. I need more.
I'm probably gonna buy the variant and the regular.
I did that for the entire series of White Knight.
He's just gonna draw a picture of, like, Neo Joker, like, giving you the metal finger.
Right?
Yes, I love it. Sean Murphy.
And, like, underneath it says, don't ask for any more.
Yeah, don't ask for any more art.
Oh, no, he loves teasing fans.
And I will stick this in too real fast too, the rest of the Attack on Titan season. I'm curious to see where they're going with it, because I think they're at, like, season 3B, because God forbid I can just have a full season at once.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the first season of that was like 30 episodes or something.
25.
It's 25. Yeah, so.
Oof, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Nowadays, that seems way too much for me. I do want to end on another comic book, though. War of the Realms will be dropping this year, and this is, like, basically the end of Jason Aaron's epic with Thor, and it's going to take... It looks like the Infinity Stones, or what has happened with the Infinity Stones, is going to be part of the story, so I'm excited for that.
I'm going to probably try and read the prelude to it and see if I can understand, because it sounds interesting, and I've seen the solicits for it in all the comics, all the Marvel comics I've been reading, so I'm kind of interested.
It looks like Old Man Phoenix is coming back, so that's exciting for me.
Yeah. I am kind of excited for that. Marvel events kind of fall flat.
The creative team that did Jane Foster is the spearhead of this, too.
Yeah, but I know, I was going to say, since I know it's Jason Aaron spearheading it, then I have lots of faith in him.
And the artist, though.
So somebody's
going
to have to...
Oh, it's the same artist? Oh,
someone's going to have to sit with me so I can make sure I get all the same comics for that, because I know they're spread out between different comics, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff sucks.
Yeah, because that's how Marvel likes to do their events. It's just a bit of the story in, like, 13 different comics.
I can't
do
that.
So I will... But yeah, I'm trying to try and read the prelude from just some of the stuff that I heard you and Keith talking about. See if he's listening.
Right.
It's kind of funny. I'm just thinking about it as, like, featuring, like, rap tracks. It's like, you know, like... X-Force featuring Thor and, like,
boom.
All these, like, yeah, exactly.
Oh, that would be great. I would be so game if those were hip-hop covers.
Oh,
Thor X-Force. Featuring Old Man Phoenix.
Yes. Breaking it down with the Blades of Flame.
Yeah. Oh, that already sounds like a rap verse.
I know, exactly. I was kind of going with the other one. I was, like, dropping the Hammer of Justice.
That's all funny. Right, well, on that positive
note. Yeah.
Cool.
And less infighting.
less
infighting.
Infighting's good.
Yeah, either you guys have anything else before we sign off here?
I don't think so. I think I made it through real fast.
Yeah, so I am excited for 2019, so.
Yeah.
Here's to a good year.
Excelsior.
Yeah. Speaking of which, before we cut out, DC did actually put a memoriam for Stanley in their shop as well.
That's a good shout out to them. Way to go.
Way
to go, DC.
Way to cross those lines.
That was super classy when I saw that. I was like,
it's important to the industry.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
That actually gave me chills when I got to the end of the comic book. I was like, ooh.
I tried not to spoil that for anybody on Monday.
That was very nice of you. Thank you, Ned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Comic readers should let that experience that, right?
Yes, yes.
All right, on that note.
On that note.
Bye.
Bye.